This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Bill Belichick is brought to you this morning by the Massachusetts General Cancer Center. Every day amazing. Also by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in men's sexual health. You can learn more at northeastmenshealth.com. And Bill is also brought to you by Zooty. Build any app your company needs in 1 week. Visit Zooty.com for details. And Bill Belichick joins us this morning on the Harbor One Hotline. Hey, Bill.
Hey, Greg. How you doing?
Doing well. I know this came up a little bit post-game. Frustrating way to lose that game last night. And you're not a moral victory guy, but are you able to look at some positives this morning when it comes to playing hard for 60 minutes and getting there?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I mean, there were some good things in the game, obviously. And just, they, as I said, after the game, they made a few more plays than we did, and ultimately that was the difference.
Bill, when you look at the game, I think there were some situations in the game that you guys did a good job. The goal line stance right before the end of half where you're able to kind of create a turnover. What was that like for you as a defense to be able to create that opportunity for yourself to keep points off the board, especially going into the halftime?
Yeah, that was a big series. Defensively, those guys did a great job, obviously. You know, four chances from the one against a team like that. That was good. And then we just really couldn't, just didn't have a real good third quarter as a team. And then play competitively and then kind of miss some chances there. That was the points in the game, but. That was a big stop for us. The fourth down stop early in the game was big too. We had some good short yardage plays. A couple of them were close, but that was a big series.
Bill, to see Mac Jones be able to go from a pick six and turn it around and throw that touchdown. Kendrick Bourne said after the game that he's able to forget and move forward as a rookie. How hard is that to do, and how impressed are you with him that he is able to do it?
Yeah, Mac's shown a lot of poise, ever since he started here. So started practicing, and he's very competitive, but shows a lot of poise, and like I said, has done that all the way through.
We saw you go over to him after that pick. What'd you say to him, Bill?
I can't remember. Long way to go or something like that.
Yeah.
Bill, what makes it, when you think about a team like the Cowboys, and they have talent all over the place, what makes them so difficult to defend? I know you guys did a good job against the run where they usually average about $164 a game, and you kept them down to 122. Going into a game like that, defensively, are you trying to take away one things, multiple things, because they have so many players, explosive players on the football field?
Yeah, well, of course, you have to stop the whole offense. It's not just one guy. And, I think the overall, yardage in the running game is really a kind of yards per carry. I mean, they didn't they didn't have a lot of explosive plays. They had a couple of, you know, 10-yard type runs that, you know, we certainly could have played a little better. But, yeah, I mean, between the running game, you know, two good backs, quarterback who I thought played extremely well last night and extended some plays, you know, where we had pretty good pass coverage, but he got him off the hook with not only extended plays, but extended plays for completions and, you know, in some cases, you know, pretty good yardage. You know, Lamb and Cooper are a good receiver. Schultz is our leading receiver, so he's a good tight end. And they have a lot of, you know, a lot of good players. Wilson, you know, made a big catch for him there at the end of the game. I thought that was, you know, played at a lot of receivers might not have made. But they're hard to stop because they have very good players. They're well coached. You know, their offensive system's good. And like I said, give them credit. They played well last night.
Bill, during the game, it seemed like you were bleeding on the sideline. A lot of people, whether it was the broadcast, fans, people that were at the game watching at home, were worried about you. What was going on there?
Yeah, I'll be all right.
It's not life-threatening.
No.
People were talking about it nonstop during the game.
Bill, did you give any consideration to going for it in overtime? I think it was 4th and 3.
No, not really. I mean, it's, you know, with Zerline, his field goal range, it's there. You know, they can play on a pretty short field there. So, you know, at that point, you're talking about, you know, one first down could probably beat you there. So, no, not really.
Bill, when you look at this season, you know, you guys have played in a lot of close games, and I know mentally that's taxing on players and coaches. And to be where you are record-wise, 2-4, very similar to last year at this kind of junction in the season, but also knowing that last year you guys had an opportunity to put yourself in position to make the playoffs. Can you take anything from last year in the sense of, hey, this season is far from over, especially to maybe help guys kind of stay in that mindset of, hey, we still got a lot of football left to play here, and we need to take it one game at a time?
Yeah. I mean, I think we all know that, and I think that's the mindset, and that's what we're going to do.
When you look towards the Jets, a team that you guys have already faced, are there any different challenges that present themselves the week prepping for a team that you just saw a few weeks ago?
Well, you can't think that it's going to be the same game. You know, I think we see that in all sports. You know, we see a, you know, doubleheader, and one game's 9-8, and the next one's 2-1, or, you know, too much of a playoff basketball series, and, you know, one team wins by 30, and then the next game, the other team wins by 5. You just can't. You know, each game is its own entity and has its own dynamics, and so we'll do what we always do and prepare for the game and you know, play it out. But there's the start all over again. Same thing to do at the beginning of each week, and you know, continue to go through the process.
Bill, you've had some not quite home runs in the first round of the draft the last several years prior to Mac Jones, whether it's N'Keal Harry, Sony Michel, Isaiah Wynn, who's been up and down at best. Do you think that this team is talented enough as currently constituted to make the playoffs?
Yeah, well, again, I think we'll just, you know, take it one game at a time here and, you know, see how things turn out. I don't know, there's 11 games left to go, so we'll see where we are.
Bill, one area where I feel like you guys have continued to kind of do a good job is defensively in the red zone. What are some of the things that, that you're doing differently to maybe continue? Because yesterday I want to say that Dallas was 2 for 5. So it seems like you guys have done a good job. What have you been doing specifically to keep teams from scoring touchdowns in the red zone?
Well, I mean, the first thing is to make them go through the red zone, is to make them go, you know, not score from the 25 or the 30. And, you know, that was definitely a problem for us last year. So, you know, I think we all know it gets tighter in the red area, less space to run. Secondary is closer to the line of scrimmage, less space to throw. Can't throw it over your head, so it becomes more of a horizontal passing game. So, you know, Dallas took a number of vertical shots in the red area. And, you know, we generally defended those, you know, pretty well. But that's, you know, I think you just got to, you know, make sure that they don't score from, you know, and not have to go through the red area, and then, you know, count on your red area defense to, you know, force them to run enough plays that, you know, eventually you can keep them out of there.
At all concerned about the your quarterback's health rest of the season if he keeps taking some hits like he's been taking the last couple of weeks?
Well, yeah, pass protection is important to us. The running game is important to us. You know, of course, all those things are important.
Bill, when you look at an area of the game where you've always been very critical about making sure not to make mistakes has been special teams. It's probably 2 block punts this year. What do you think's going on there? I mean, that's something that we've really never seen from a special teams coach team by you. What do you think of some of the mistakes that are leading to these breakdowns that are allowing punts to be blocked?
Yeah, we just obviously have to do a better job. Neither of those plays should have been a problem, but we just didn't execute them well enough. So obviously we have to coach them better and play them better. So we'll just have to, you know, keep working on that. We haven't done anything differently than we've done in the past, but you're right. 2 is certainly 2 too many. So, you know, that's an area that we can't continue to make those kind of mistakes in, or it'll continue to cost us.
All right, Bill. Well, we'll let you get back to work. And my last question would be, Alex Cora mentioned again to the media that you sent him another text. Was that, did you suggest that he start Chris Sale, or do you not weigh in on things like that with Alex Cora?
Yeah, I don't think he needs any help from me. Just wishing him well.
You got to get on that group text, Craig.
I know.
I'd like to be on that. All right, Bill, thank you, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, appreciate it, Craig. Thanks. Thanks, Wade, Courtney. Thank you.
Okay.
All
right.
Thanks.
All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week 1? The local conversations about the team you love, all streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.